Basra, on the southern tip of Iraq, is the country's second largest city. Its population of nearly 1 million people is facing critical shortages of electricity and water. United Nations Secretary General Kofi Annan has warned of a potential humanitarian disaster. Basra is still considered unsafe for humanitarian workers. And British troops are fighting a guerrilla-style operation against Iraqi militiamen in the city in an effort to secure it and allow aid to flow in. Nada Dumani is with the International Committee of the Red Cross. She spoke with NPR's Alex Chadwick earlier today.
The city since last Friday is out of electricity and of water. We managed at the International Committee of the Red Cross to provide some water for around 30% of the population in the last couple of days. But today we will try to get to the main water station, which provides water for the whole city and which was difficult to accede to in the last few days.
So, Mr. Mani, are you saying you do have people on the ground in Basra trying to help people there?
Absolutely. We have especially a big team of engineers and technicians because we are very much involved into programs of water and sanitation programs. We've been working on the rehabilitation of water station, water treatment plant, and sewage. So the problem now, as I said, is that this main water station has stopped working. And this morning, one or two persons managed to get to the station, which is out of the city, which is close to the airport in the north. And hopefully there'll be some additional stuff coming in order to repair this main water station. As you can guess, a city with 1.1 million inhabitants, which is lacking water and electricity, this can have very serious consequences on the civilian population.
The people of Basra who are without water and electricity, what are they doing?
Well, I guess they are trying to find makeshift solution, and this is our concern. I mean, it's a health problem. It's getting worse and worse every day. Almost 70% have not a drop of water. Now, we don't know what's happening. Maybe they are taking water directly from the river, and this is also a problem because this might generate a lot of epidemics or whatever diseases.
Mr. Mani, you have people in Baghdad who are going around to the hospitals checking on the wounded and casualties there. Can you tell us what kind of effect is going on in Baghdad from the bombing? How many people have been injured, do you know?
Well, we don't keep statistics of the casualties. I think it's up to the Iraqi hospital sources to say the number of casualties. What we can say, our priority now while we are touring the hospital is to make sure they have the necessary surgical equipment, medical equipment, that they don't lack all these things, that we also deliver some water bags to the hospital for them to stock this water, because we are also concerned that maybe water will run out from Baghdad too one day. We never know. And so we don't know about the total number of casualties. What we can say, there are certainly quite a large number of injured people. Among these people, there are women and children.
Mr. Mani, thank you for speaking with us.
You're welcome.